This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November 16. Today's Bible verse is from the book of James, chapter 4, verse 6. It says there, God opposes the proud and but gives grace to the humble. End of quote. Bible has much to talk about the dangers of pride. The first sin originated in this universe was nothing other than pride. God opposes the proud behaviors at all levels but gives grace to those who are humble. The Bible speaks about this in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, 12 to 18. The pride of Lucifer, who was the signet of perfection. He was full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Every precious stone covered him. The sardius, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle. And he was crafted in gold. He was the anointed guardian, cherub. He was in the holy mountain of God. As a worship leader, he was all musical instrument in himself. However, his heart became proud because of his beauty, wisdom, and splendor. Due to pride in his heart, he said he would ascend to heaven and set his throne on high and make himself like the Most High God. God punished him and brought down to Sheol, to the far reaches of the pit. The dangerous pride entered into the heart of Lucifer, cost him much. God threw him down and he became the devil, and a group of loyal angels followed him and they became the demons. Here is the beginning of the devil and demons, the Bible reveals. Then the devil was in the Garden of Eden pumping pride into our first parents' hearts. He said they could become like God. As he injected pride into their hearts, the first parents and their posterity fell in sin. He still pumps pride into people's hearts and leads them to destruction. As I alluded before, the Bible has much to talk about pride. Listen to some of the warnings of this grievous sin that God hates. Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall." Proverbs 29:23 says, "One's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor." End of quote. Proverbs 8:13 says, "I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech." James 4:6 is our today's insight. It says, "God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble." Proverbs 16:5 says, "The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished." Isaiah 5:21 says, "Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight." Proverbs 26:12 says, "Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him." Beloved, the Bible uses strong languages against pride. Why? It elevates self and dishonors God and his word. God hates it. Do you know God becomes an enemy of a prideful person? Because the Bible says God opposes the proud and arrogant behaviors and actions. God is looking for humility and humbleness to provide his wonderful grace, mercy, and blessings lavishly. 1 Peter chapter 5 instructs to clothe yourself, all of you, with humility toward one another, just because God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. Then it says, "Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. Cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you." You see, if we are prideful, God opposes us and does not care for us. However, if you humble yourself and long for his grace and mercy, he lavishes this and exalts us because he cares for the lowly and humble. In today's culture around us, we daily witness pride and arrogance, prideful talk, prideful look, prideful lifestyles. You see, devil injects pride in people's heart because he wants to get as many people in his group and drive them to eternal hell, which God had already prepared for him. He knew his future is in hell. Devil knows that. And he wants to get as many people with him on the way. Beloved, pride comes at a high cost. Pride prevents the man from acknowledging God, the truth of God's word. They won't admit their sins and wrongdoings. And thus becomes impossible to receive God's love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness. Pride destroys friendships, businesses on an everyday basis. Choose humility and grace instead of pride. God offers for giving us mercy and love in and through His Son, Jesus Christ, who died, buried, and rose again for all of your sins. Shake off the pride and choose God's grace and mercy in humility. Jesus said, and it is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." End of quote. Prideful talk, actions, and behavior of a spiritual leader or leaders are especially detestable in the sight of the Lord. We will see more in the next Daily Insight. The good and most rewarding thing is this: the Lord offers forgiveness when we confess this dangerous sin in our life. Those who would not confess this for whatever reason would be accountable to God. Saul, the first king of Israel, gives an example of this truth. What a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for talking to me today. Please forgive my pride and arrogance that prevented God's grace, mercy, forgiveness, love, and blessings. Now I humble myself and honor you, God. I accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as my Savior and Lord. I believe He died, buried, and rose again for my sins. Please save me today. Please forgive me today. I thank you and I worship you now. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.